he had his traditional August blank, and now he's back into scoring form, and you know, he's just an absolute delight as a Spurs fan. He goes from strength to strength. He's got a bit of everything in his game, and the goals are flowing now as well, which is obviously lovely from our perspective.
You guys have had European action midweek, where Huddersfield are rested since the weekend. Do you feel that that might mean that there is a slight tiredness from Spurs, or do you usually cope pretty well with these European weeks?
We're getting better. I mean, it's definitely an issue, that's safe to say. But in the game against Apoel, we had 7 first-team players missing, so there wasn't perhaps, I mean, there's not so much overlap perhaps, and we did rotate pretty well. Pochettino actually made some slightly odd and unusual decisions. He played Trippier as a left wing back. Trippier's very right footed and his strength is crossing, so to see him on the left was a surprise. But as a result of that, it potentially means we've got more rested players, so hopefully fatigue won't be an issue, and we'll sort of, yeah, hopefully we'll be able to run as hard and fast as we usually do.
What about defensively? I mean, Harry Kane takes all the plaudits for obvious reasons. Last time in the Premier League, though, 2 were conceded against West Ham, but generally, I mean, I look elsewhere through the fixtures and it's not been a big issue, but were there any changes last week or so in the defence?
Well, we've got Serge Aurier, who's come in as a new right wing back, who can also play at right back if we're playing a back four. And there were a few issues against West Ham. He had a really good game from an attacking viewpoint. He looks a fabulous technician going forward, and I'm quite excited about the dynamism he added to our game. But he got sent off for a very silly and needless second booking, which gave us a kind of vulnerability. Obviously, having 10 men can go one of 2 ways. Either the team with 11 takes full advantage and uses space well, or the 10 kind of bunker in and see it out. But we did look vulnerable with 10 against West Ham, who I thought handled it very well, with Andy Carroll spearheading them. That was a bit of a problem. But having said that, we've got, you know, Jan Vertonghen in the absolute form of his life, who's been a sensation this year so far. Davinson Sanchez, in his first season in the Premier League, looks a really, really competent defender, which you'd expect given that we've paid over €40 million for him. And obviously Toby Alderweireld, who's been one of our best players over the last 3 years. He's dipped a little bit this season, but is still a very, very, very competent defender.
What about Huddersfield, Chris? What are Spurs fans making of town?
I think we're all impressed. I mean, they're a very organised team. They've got a very forward-thinking manager who I think most other clubs will have a lot of respect for. And I think, you know, if Huddersfield do go down, which would be a shame, obviously it's nice to see different clubs in the Premier League, then I think their manager would certainly be in demand. Obviously there are some weaknesses compared to some of these more established Premier League teams, and I would say potentially up front they're lacking a little bit, but there are some clearly very talented players in the team. Aaron Moy in particular looks a very, very good player to me, and he's one that we'll certainly have to be wary of at the weekend.
Do you get a gut feeling, an instinct that this will be quite a high scoring game, or do you think it may be one that is won by just the one goal?
I mean, without meaning to sound arrogant, I'd like to think that Spurs could score a few, and I'd also like to think that we can shut the back door in and stop Huddersfield scoring any. I mean, we do look like we're kind of clicking into gear now after a slightly ropey August time, and I can see Spurs, you know, as I say, scoring 2 or 3 goals in this and hopefully keeping a clean sheet.
Yeah, when it comes to the Spurs side, you mentioned that in Europe midweek some players were rested. We're going into an international break, so it would seem realistic that Maurizio Pochettino would play the full-strength Spurs squad. I always ask at this kind of point in a call, Chris, for a player who we've got on the phone, they think might be the one that is the key player for their side. Now, obviously from Spurs, we know the Spurs team. We know Harry Kane is one of those players. We know that Dele Alli can have the potential to be that as well. Who maybe would you say is a player that's often under the radar for Tottenham but is crucial to how things work for the side?
That's an easy one for me. Christian Eriksen, our player of the season last year as voted by the fans. He is absolutely sensational. I think he's still criminally underrated by pundits and fans in the Premier League generally. And he really makes us tick and dictates tempo and is very, very creative. He's not grabbing the headlines with free kicks so much these days. He's come up blank a few times with his long-range free-kick efforts, and his corners aren't always the best. But in general play, I think he's one of the best playmakers in Europe. I was very surprised that some bigger clubs didn't look at him in the summer, and I was obviously very pleased that he didn't leave. But, yeah, Eriksen after Kane would be the main man.
Well, Huddersfield are going to have to really be on form to cope with this Tottenham side. It is the early kickoff in the Premier League on Saturday, 12:30 at the John Smiths Stadium. It's been great to get you on, though, to talk Tottenham. The blogger and podcaster Chris Miller, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Absolute pleasure. Anytime.